Shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. We started off with a brief hearing of Max Bruch's Kol Nidre as played by the outstanding cellist Misha Elman. Fantastic selection. And yes, the forthcoming weeks we'll be focusing on a grand array of the most outstanding cantorial selections. And I would say if you have any requests that you'd like to make sure that I include for the holiday, just give me a shout, cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay. I'm going to be featuring Shmuel Malofsky for the first half of this hour. Many of you who have been listening to me for the past 42, 43 years know that Malofsky is one of my favorites. And I always find it interesting when I meet people and they start talking Chazonus and I say, oh, what about Shmuel Malofsky? They look at me with this stare like they never heard of him. And I realize that I guess there aren't many people playing this these recordings. And if they are, they just don't know about Shmuel Malofsky. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. He was born in 1894. He died in 1985. He was born in Smila near Kiev in the Ukraine. As a youth, he sang in the choirs of many cantors. After he came to the United States in 1914, he auditioned for Yesla Rosenblatt and thereupon began their long association. Malofsky sang duets with Rosenblatt in concerts and on recordings, and soon was encouraged by Yesla to become a cantor rather than remain only as a choir singer. His most famous recording, which we're going to start this with, was Shomea Kol Bichyos. He officiated at several congregations. In 1947, he formed the Malofsky Family Choir, known as the Singers of Israel, with his two sons and four daughters. I point out to you that I guess it's about 30 years ago, I did a two-hour special with four of the daughters and one of the sons. It was one of my treasured interviews that I did in these past 43 years. I'll probably be playing it again soon for those of you who may not have heard it. The tragedy was, of course, that they reached a point where the girls were not allowed to sing in the Orthodox shuls, and therefore they were forced to just go into recordings and concerts. And we'll begin the first piece, Shomea Kol Bichyos, with Shmuel Malofsky.
Thank you. ירוצוי מלפונחו שוימע יאקויל ביחיויס שוימע יאקויל ביחיויס
with Shemaya Kolbichios. I just wanted to point out to you that in the interview I did with the Malofsky children, they talked about the fact that they spent summers in Long Branch, New Jersey at Rosenblatt's summer home. The families were extremely, extremely close. And, of course, I'm a Jersey boy and Bradley Beach and the like. Got to have a little plug there for New Jersey. That was... a favorite place for Jews from Newark, New Jersey. Okay. Next, by the way, these five selections were all recorded around 1930 and 32, 33, when Malofsky was about around 40 years old. Okay. Give or take a few years. Let's hear the Shamru. The Shamru. Le doy roi so
Paris, Berea soil.
Would you say that was a unique falsetto? Really, very fascinating. Shmuel Malofsky. My friend in Israel, who is an expert on Jewish music, to say the least, quite a musicologist, would claim, or he does claim, that this Ribon HaOlamim is one of the greatest cantor recording selections made, and I think it is very, very beautiful. This is Mutala Friedman, who is from Jerusalem. Many of you are aware of the great concerts that he ran at David's Citadel and throughout Jerusalem over the years. This is a favorite of his, and I think it'll be a favorite of yours also. Ribon HaOlamim.
Thank you.
Yakrivi korbanatumi bemo Va voi noi sei nu ora vei so mic do Via tu va voi noi sei nu ora vei so mic do Vei so mic do și ora va voi noi sei nu O vota la tu mi Vielonului hoim bahavui tu soi, veloi levi pe duhul noi, Shalmo forim susainu, lechay yirutzay milponech, adi shem eloikeinu, veloikeinu,
familiar with the great Shmuel Malofsky, I hope that this will get you to be a fan of his. Next selection will be Va'al Yedei, Shmuel Malofsky.
Chesed ne'yu
Moïse, avant que nous le saïs. L'air des rares va mis pour veiller et soigner. Vezu hartiani et perishio e sobi mene yoroi va che mai si lo meriso e lo perishio e lo Yakili Ephraim, Ephraim Yakili, him yelled in you, him yelled Shashu Yim, him yelled in you. Dabi boi zucheret keren oi Alkei nomu mei aloi Alkei nomu mei aloi Erochei meruvachim Rachim arachamenu Rachim arachamenu Rachim arachamenu, neyom adai shem.
Okay, we got that Haben Yaakov Lee in. getting a little prepared for the forthcoming holidays. Just a few weeks away, my gosh. 4 weeks. We'll have a lot of great music coming. Let's hear one more selection of the great Shmuel Malofsky. This will be Morin Divishmaya.
Thank you.
Hanena. Kiyabdi mis harinu murilok mis hanenu. Hashikyanon va hashikushurinu. Meriri nafshi mi yaksidi vishin. Hashikyanon va hashikushurinu.
Well, I hope you agree with me that he's really one of the fine cantors, really, from the Golden Age. Okay, we're next going to be hearing cantor David Guber. Cantor David Guber with a Kehilat. Let me just make sure I have this correct. Yes, I think I do. Doesn't look right. There it is. Okay. Cantor David Guber was at Temple Hillel in North Woodmere. He's currently serves in Toronto at Beit Emes Beis Yehuda Synagogue. He was born in Johannesburg. His grandfather was the chief chazan of Russia. His father, Shlomo, was in South Africa and throughout the United States and Canada and Israel. The first selection that we'll be hearing of David Guber is Kehilot HaChodesh.
Shoichen meroymim, rachamava tzumim, uivkoyde berachamim. Uivkoyde berachamim, achasidim vayshorim. Sakoyedesh Shemosru nafshom Keilo ezak Voyedesh Shemosru nafshom Shemosru nafshom Oyah
Oh, yeah.
ime se ja ime se ja retati ke yo elom ime se ja retati ke yo elom iskerem le toivo ime se ja retati ke
Quite a selection, wouldn't you say? Let's hear David Guber with Avinu Shebashamayim.
Thank you.
avinu sheba shamayim tzur Yisrael vego. Teatro. Ta-ta!
That's the famous composition by cantor Saul Zimm. Aside from being a wonderful cantor, he certainly has great musical ability in being able to compose such a fantastic rendition of what? Of course, of Avinu Sheva Shamayim. We have time for one more selection. This is Moshe Kurgotsky. He came to the States from Kiev, Russia, somewhere in the late 50s, early 60s. I think he was in Hillside, New Jersey for a while, and not much written about him, but he does have some outstanding chazanis. This will be Shoma Vatismach Tzion. Is Moshe Kurogotsky, and this is Charlie Bernhout. I hope you enjoyed this hour of Jewish soul music, and particularly focusing on Shmuel Malofsky. I don't know if it's new for you, but if it is, I'm interested in your feedback, by the way. cbjmusic@able.com. I'm interested in your feedback about any particular selections you'd like to hear for the forthcoming holidays, so I'll try to honor those requests. cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me. Shalom.